Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, it's time to launch the weekend at Pioneer Valley Radio with the information that makes life in Western Mass interesting and exciting. Friday evening, July 29, 2022. And tonight, the chance of evening showers and rain is possible. It'll be cloudy, a low of 62, winds west-northwest 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 9, humidity 59%. Now, Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 85, and the wind will be up a little bit, 5 to 10. The humidity at 53%. Sunday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 86, and winds 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 8, the humidity 50%. First, a dog story out of Manhattan. An adorable pooch rescued from a parked car on a hot June day has now been adopted by one of the NYPD officers who came to its rescue. This is according to department tweets. On June 18th, the 19th Precinct tweeted about their rescue of a doggie that had been locked inside of a car for over 2 hours. It's out, and now has been homed by one of the officers. Close your eyes for a moment. Imagine a butterfly. You most likely see the black-veined, reddish-orange wings outlined with white specks, the iconic attributes of our beloved American monarch butterfly. Unfortunately, the species is in trouble. The migrating monarch butterfly was added last week to the red list of threatened species and categorized as endangered for the first time by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Now that's just two steps from extinct in the wild. Scientists blame the monarch's plummeting numbers on habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide and herbicide use. So why are you telling us this, Brad? What can we do? Well, if everyone hearing this planted one milkweed plant, the benefit would be palpable. Milkweed, the only plant monarch caterpillars will eat. And it's where the adult butterflies lay their eggs. Without it, species simply couldn't exist. So consider going the extra mile by setting up a butterfly puddling station. Create a mud puddle or add water to sand in a sunny spot of the yard. Set a flat stone within it. Butterflies will sun themselves on the stone to raise their temperatures and will sip water from the puddle to supplement their nectar diets with the salts, vitamins, and minerals they need. Could be a very intriguing thing to do with the young ones. Massachusetts Senate has adopted a bill that will allow families to adopt research animals once labs have concluded their testing. An act protecting research animals, also known as the Beagle Bill, requires product testing facilities to spare dogs and cats from automatic euthanasia and offer them for adoption through animal rescue organizations. The bill says the animals must not pose a risk to the public safety and that the research institutions will not be held responsible for any injury, property damage, or other damages that might occur as a result of the adoption. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 80,000 cats and dogs are used for research and experimentation annually. Now, of those, more than 90% are dogs, with beagles being the most popular breed due to their easygoing, submissive nature. The bill is currently before the House of Representatives for consideration. Will somebody please win this thing before it explodes? A giant Mega Millions lottery jackpot keeps getting larger as officials raise the massive prize to $1.28 billion on Friday, just hours before the next drawing. This ballooned jackpot remains the nation's third largest prize and is a result of 29 consecutive drawings without anyone matching all of the game's six numbers. That last time someone hit the Mega Millions jackpot was April 15. Oh, tax day. Now, if no one wins the Mega Millions jackpot on Friday night, tonight, lottery officials expect the prize will grow to $1.7 billion for the next drawing on Tuesday, making it the nation's largest lottery prize. So before rushing out to spend $2 on a ticket, keep in mind, the odds of winning Mega Millions are a staggering 1 in 302.5 million. The estimated $1.28 billion prize is for players who get their winnings through an annuity paid annually over 29 years. Nearly all winners take the cash option, which for Friday's drawing is an estimated 747.2 million. You see, they get you every time. The venerable Broadway classic Pippin continues to delight audiences and garner rave reviews in Hartford at Playhouse on Park. The show continues well into August, and you can still get tickets. Pippin is the final production in the Playhouse on Park 13th season and runs from July 6th through August 21st. Still plenty of opportunities for you to see it. So come for the show and stay for the great dancing, fun music, and comedy. Give the box office a call at 860-523-5900, extension 10, or email at boxoffice@playhousetheatergroup.org. We've got magic to do. Mayor Sarno and Police Superintendent Claprud say they were once again pleased to have Attorney Rollins and all of state and federal partners in to share updates on all the crime reduction initiatives that are going on right now. And they were also pleased to have U.S. Attorney Rollins being able to view the Springfield Police Department's state-of-the-art crime analysis video division and also do a ride-along in the city limits, too. While we're on the subject of the mayor, Mayor Sarno and Chanel R. Ford and the Heart to Heartbeat Lactation and Wellness and the Breastfeeding Community Action Circle will all recognize and support National Breastfeeding Month with a flag-raising ceremony on the front steps of City Hall. August is National Breastfeeding Month, with celebrations occurring throughout the month, beginning with World Breastfeeding Week, August 1st through the 7th, Native and Indigenous Breastfeeding Week, August 8th through the 14th, Asian American, Native, Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Breastfeeding Week, August 15th through the 21st, and Black Breastfeeding Week, August 22nd through the 31st. So at this point in time, I'm going to wish you a marvelous weekend, my dear friends, and thank you for listening to our programs this week. If you missed any of them or want to hear them again or check anything out to verify anything you heard, they're all archived on Pioneer Valley Radio, and you can listen to any and all of them. You can even tell friends about this Western Mass broadcast service on the Internet. So thank you, and be with us for our next program on Monday when we come back for a whole new week of broadcasts. We'll have Mark Auer back with us. We'll have Jordan Goodman and other guests for you. Take care, be well, have fun, all those things. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.